In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big Dummy is a game tool, 6803 Rock. Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
I am. I'm kind of not sober right now.
If it takes you that long to answer, we know the answer.
Tell me you're drinking a men's room IPA in the bright yellow can there, Dwayne.
I was not. I was drinking the lager earlier than that, so I'm back on Busch Light.
Okay.
Busch Latte. Yes. You had a Busch Apple yet?
I have not.
All right.
I haven't found any.
Dwayne, let's see here. What is named after you? You're taking the cocktail, the burger slash sandwich, sex move, or the stadium or venue?
I'm having trouble deciding. I think I'll just take a cocktail with some kind of bourbon base.
All right.
But I don't want it to be crazy and hurting people or anything like that. I want somebody to enjoy it. You know what I mean?
What if we call it the Dwayne Pipe?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me get a Dwayne Pipe.
Typically, Dwayne, that just depends on the proof of the whiskey or bourbon you pick.
Sure, you know? I get that. But
gotta get it down to Dwayne.
The one guy was pitching off his dad's stuff and putting everything together. That just sounded terrible to me.
What if it's a drop shot? The Dwayne Drop.
The Dwayne Drop?
Yeah.
Dwayne Drop.
All right, like that.
I like Dwayne. I like the Dwayne Pipe better.
Dwayne Pipe.
All right. My apologies, sorry, Dwayne. Yeah. My apologies.
Dwayne Juice, maybe?
Juice. Let's go back to Dwayne Pipe, brother.
I don't
want to
drink your Dwayne Juice.
Yeah. Dwayne Drain.
Yeah. Hanging Dwayne.
Comes out of Dwayne Vane. Yeah.
That's a fried egg on top.
Hanging Dwayne. It's got two olives. And a cocktail weenie.
And Dwayne. Dwayne. Here's a question.
You were coming up with something.
Oh, yeah.
The best ideas
start
right here.
Delicious. All on a toothpick.
Yeah.
Tell everybody that.
All right, your question. What four tournaments make up golf's Grand Slam for men?
Oh, geez. I'm sure Miles knows.
I think I do.
Everybody does.
What makes the Grand Slam at Denny's?
That's pretty well everything.
That's a couple eggs, two sausage links, two slices of bacon, some hash browns, and two pancakes.
So also,
toast and or biscuit.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Or fruit.
Come on, man.
It's optional.
I'm at Denny's.
I'm going to Denny's
to get fruit.
Fruit's great for breakfast. Yeah.
At Denny's?
Yes. I know that you don't like fruit, man.
I'm just saying I would not go to Denny's and be like, hey, it's some fresh fruit.
I ain't saying that's the best fruit you're going to have, man.
I think what he's saying is when you go out, man, if you're going out to Denny's, skip the fruit.
Right.
It's like getting the McDonald's salad, you know?
Right, like what is the point of this?
You're at Denny's.
Canned fruit cocktail from Costco.
Get a stack of pancakes.
All right, do you know what makes up the Grand Slam? It's four things.
It's four different tournaments.
Correct.
I can't think of the courses that they're on.
Well, they change the courses every for the most part.
Except one.
Yeah, except one.
Hey, down now.
Think about the word open.
I don't know, yeah.
The Masters?
Yes.
U.S. Open?
Yes.
British Open?
Yes.
And?
PGA Championship.
Also known as the PGA.
Mm-hmm. Well, it used to be the U.S. Amateur, But then over the years, they had to change it. And also, the British Open, as I found out recently, is just the Open.
Yes.
That's just the Open.
Right. So then we started calling it the British Open. Apparently, the British were very upset, and they were like, you got to put U.S. in front of yours. Ours is the original one. We call it the Open.
God, they just want to just claim everything, don't they?
That's all right. Let's just start calling it the original Open.
Well, you got to remember. You have York, then you have New York.
Yeah.
So we do that a lot.
Jersey. Yeah. Why don't we call it the new opening? Make them real uncomfortable.
We only get one tournament. We got three. We whooped them again, right?
There you go.
I say we change the name. It's not New York anymore. It's Best York.
Yeah. Oh, just drill it home. We can't really go Best Jersey, but, you know.
Yeah.
Other Jersey.
Best Mexico.
Yeah.
I will say it was alarming to go to England the first time and see how, like, do we not have one original goddamn name in this country?
No.
Nope.
Not on the East Coast, no.
Yeah.
Got to get here, you're tribal, then you're like, all right.
Yeah. There's no Los Angeles in the UK.
What about a Ted Town?
Ted Town.
Or Jackville.
New Jackville.
You know what I'm saying?
It's my new strip club. Jackville.
Jesus.
We don't mind.
Steve Bird.
Steve Bird. Jackville. All right.
Jackatown.
Yeah. All right, Dwayne, here's your question. Samuel Longhorn Clemens is better known by what name?
That would be Mark Twain.
You got it.
Nice job.
Huh. Game is Big Dummy.
It's not Longhorn.
206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Adam. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. What is named after you? Are you taking the cocktail, the burger slash sandwich, sex move, or a stadium venue?
Oh, burger for sure.
Okay, what's on your burger?
It's a lot of bacon, and some caramelized onions and mushrooms.
Ooh.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're good roll so far.
Yeah.
I would eat that. I would eat an Adam. All right. Here's your question. What was Ray's occupation on the TV show Everybody Loves Raymond?
He was a comedian.
He's a sports writer.
He was a sports writer, yes.
That's what he really wanted to do before he got into comedy.
Jerry was a comedian on Seinfeld, right?
Yeah, Jerry just kind of played Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry was also a race car driver. Have I told you why you should like Primus Ted? All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. How many people signed both the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution? 6, 8, 10, or 12?
10.
I'll say 12.
6.
6.
The original 6.
Can you name them?
No, I cannot.
Sure. All
and right. I actually meant to Google that earlier. So, yeah. 6 people.
Let me look that
both
up.
Let me look that up.
You're not working on it.
Yeah, no, I totally meant to. And then space. Now I want to know.
All righty. 6 individuals signed both the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution. They are George Clymer.
Yeah, of course it's old George.
Robert Morris.
Well, we knew that.
George Reed.
Him as well.
Roger Sherman.
Hmm.
James Wilson. And Ben Franklin.
Oh, and Ben. Okay. Franklin. All right, Ben. He brought him home.
I know one.
All right,
that's why he's on the hunted.
Yeah. I got the hunted because I signed both.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
I didn't know Robert Morris was that old. I just know the university.
Robert Morris?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Is that Pittsburgh or
somewhere on that in that area.
So. Yeah, well, Pittsburgh. He signed the Constitution and Declaration.
Ben Franklin, never even president.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. How many Canadian provinces are there?
4.
No.
8.
8.
10.
10. 10. Damn it.
Does that count the territories?
I don't believe so. I think it was the 10 provinces, and then they have however many territories after.
You sure?
No, that's why I said it with that inflection.
No, I think
it's
both.
I was being clear.
I think it's all. Like, Northern Territory.
Right, but there was Nunavut, which was brought in 99, and growing up, there were 9.
Okay, no, it is 10. You're right. And then you got the territories up top.
Uh-huh. How many territories?
I think there's like 3.
Oh.
You got Yukon, Northwest Territories. They just cover all that. And then none of it.
Yeah.
None of it.
They want none of it.
They want none of it. All right. Your question. What is the 3-letter word for a young goat?
Hot.
Kid.
It is a Ted, huh?
Kid.
Kid.
It's a Ted.
It's a Ted.
Ted.
Yes. Kid shit with the goat.
And you were happy about that.
Ted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby goat. Like, you got a Ted?
You.
Big dummy.
Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jen, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Definitely not sober. Drinking a men's room IPA.
All right. Love you, Jen. Thank you for doing that. Welcome you should back. Grab more yeah, for the three-day weekend.
Fred Meyer and Bonnie Lake.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Freddy's of Bonnie Lake. All right.
Are you grilling this weekend, Jen?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Grab more beer, all right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Grab some holy sausage always. While you're at it.
Yeah.
I've been able to find the salsa. I haven't been able to find the sausage, though. So
you need to talk to Freddy's up there.
Available at QFC locations in Hagen. You might find it yeah. in Lake Taps.
Oh, okay. Maybe, yeah. Cool. Or in a bro.
All right, Jen, what is named after you? You taking the cocktail, the burger slash sandwich, sex move, or the stadium venue?
You know, it's between the sandwich and the sex move, but I think I'm going to go sex move because I don't think anybody's picked that today.
Four people have.
Oh, well, I don't know. The Odyssey up kind of sucks, but...
Well, no, it's
well,
fine.
Whatever your move is, you can do whatever you want. We're not going to judge you.
I don't remember what we just did.
I'm going to do the sex move, and it's going to be called the Slippery Stoner.
Nice.
Slippery Stoner. Okay.
All right.
And I'll leave that up to your imagination.
So you take a bong rip, will you?
Yep.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And by the way, silicone bong all the way, because I've broken many bongs. Silicone is the way to go.
Oh, yeah, you're not wrong. You're not
wrong. Water everywhere.
I don't know if I've ever tried it.
Really? Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
All right, my slippery stoner there. Here's your question. Which Secret Service agency, Jesus Christ, does James Bond work for? What Secret Service agency does James Bond
Mr. Bond. Work for? Doesn't appear your hippos are so hungry.
What?
There's a promo.
You are the next Bond villain. I can feel it.
I don't know. The gun kind. I don't know.
MI6.
MI6.
That's the English, like, FBI?
It'd be CIA, more likely.
Yeah. That's real, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they or MI5 or MI6? Which one's the real one?
I think MI6 is real.
Really?
Okay.
There's a famous meme where he's, like, at a casino, and the guy they're playing Hungry Hungry Hippos instead of gambling.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, MI6 is 6. Yeah.
It is MI6.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, okay.
Mr. Bond.
All right. Jen, your question in the nursery rhyme, This Little Piggy.
Oh, yeah.
What meat did the third little piggy eat?
Oh, yeah.
Roast beef.
We've
all been there, brother.
Yeah, he's getting down. We want to apologize for that roast beef joke.
You offended anybody.
Yeah, he's a little piggy for roast beef. All right, hey, we're going to find out what happens when Jesus Christ, when chocolate meets beer comes
up. Come up for air!
Good God.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers in select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day.
Or new shoes for her favorite salsa class.
Or gifts. Like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.